B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity, flop, flop, flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Let's go back to your calls on this Wednesday, fourth and final hour. Zolak and Bertrand. Let's go to Sean, who's in Whitman. Hey, Sean.
Hey, what's happening?
What's up, Sean?
I was just wondering, because you guys were talking about the unemployment thing for people, and I have a buddy who works at a store, and he's a manager. I don't want to mention the store because his boss is probably listening.
Sure, yeah.
But he wanted to know if he can quit and collect unemployment because he's horrified that he's going to catch this thing because he works. It's, I could say the name is a 7-Eleven, and that's the only store that's open around where he is. He's meeting every retard in the city.
Okay. Oh. I'm not going to do that.
I'm going to drop that. No, you got to be laid off. I don't think you could just quit your job and go on unemployment. That's not quite how it works.
Good call.
What? Hardy?
Unbelievable.
I'm sorry, what?
Hello? Oh, did you say something?
I did not.
No, I did. Oh. Like just the calls. Really good call.
Wow. High quality calls.
High quality there.
Michael in Fall River. Hey, Michael. Not there.
Michael.
No go on Michael. We'll try.
To the stores and all these people. You know, and so he mentions his friend because he's worried about getting contact and contracting the virus based on where he works because of the flow of people coming in. And if it's one of those high popular convenience stores, I can see that. Like I went to Trader Joe's yesterday on the way home. And what they were doing is they had a guy wiping down the buggies. So the buggies, when you walk in, were already disinfected. They already wiped them down. Then he had a lady standing there that sprayed hand sanitizer on you, so you wash your hands too. And then you go through, and then you bag your own bags. Like, okay, we're going to ring you up, but do you want us to continue to touch your items, or do you want to bag them? I said, no, I'll bag them myself. That's a pretty good option I had there, and they were fully stocked. So I think some of these stores are getting back to normal, you know, replenishing, you know, a lot of their supplies. But when you think about it, yeah, they have a lot of contact with a lot of people, and it's kind of a risky job, and I know a lot of them are getting some, you know, $2-3 raises, and they're actually hiring more people because of the amount of people flow that's going in there. But yeah, it's a lot of contact that some of these people have to deal with.
Zach and Franklin on First Album Tracks. What do you got, Zach?
All right, so I got three specific like 90s rock albums that are great with first tracks. One, Siamese Dream, Smashing Pumpkins with Cherub Rock. Two, one of my favorite bands, we got Turnover from Repeater by the band Fugazi. And then my favorite of the bunch, it's from the band Hum in the 90s, Little Dipper from their album You Prefer an Astronaut.
All right, with the hit song Stars from that album.
I've heard of the first group, yeah. Gotta be honest. Smashing Pumpkins.
Cherub Rock, great, great one. Someone else tweeted at me.
He's getting happy now.
Counting Crows, Round Here, from August and Everything After. Great track one.
That was the first track on the album, huh?
And it wasn't a hit. It wasn't Mr. Jones.
Isn't that Pauly's band?
No, Black Crows is Pauly's band.
Yeah.
That Counting Crows album, I feel like everybody owned that one in the 90s.
Oh, hell yeah.
I did this one weekend, you know, on one of my side jobs, which
I think the best.
Thankfully, I still have. I asked people, I said, what was the one album in the 90s that, not necessarily your favorite, but the one album everyone seemed to own? Like, you'd go over to your friend's apartment or their dorm room, and, you know, on the CD rack, everybody had what album? What was the one album that everybody owned? And the answer ended up being, more often than not,
Bush.
Nirvana Unplugged. Everybody had a copy of Nirvana Unplugged.
Yeah, with the baby on the front, right?
No.
No, that's never mind. The Unplugged one, we had like sort of this dark background with the picture.
Yeah, it's of the band performing at the MTV Unplugged.
It's a picture of them on stage in New York.
Everybody had that one.
Yeah.
That seemed to be the answer.
But I would say that Counting Crows album was up there. Rain King was the best song, I think, on that album. That was not a hit either.
Yeah, it's really... I think Murder of One is maybe the last track on that album, but it's Around Here is a great track one. I don't know. It's got to be a great album, though, to have a great track one. I don't know that that Hum album is a great album. I don't know if I've ever listened to the whole damn thing.
What about U2? What U2 albums came out in the 90s? It's become, it wasn't Rattle.
Octung Baby was a 90s album.
What was the first track
Zooropa?
U2 had to have a couple with a good first track on there.
I am double checking track one on Octung Baby right now for you, Zoe, and that would be Interference. Yeah, see? Not great.
Almost like the sound Derek made. I make you say,
Oh, what are the, see, I don't agree with some of these. It's just, I'm getting a lot of them tweeted to us. All right, the first track on the Pearl Jam album, 10, song is called Once, and then it goes into Even Flow. That's track two. That's decent.
That's track two, though. That's not
I'm saying, but you don't necessarily go with the best, and then that's a deep album. That's got a lot of good songs on it. You know, what's gonna set the mood? What's going to be the tone setter for the rest of the album? Ah, here's one, 80s, Where the Streets Have No Name.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Joshua Tree. That's a hell of a track.
That's 80s.
That's a hell of a track one.
Yeah. Hell of an album cover, too.
Let's go back to the phone, 617-779-0985. Let's go to, hold on, Todd is in Bridgewater. Todd.
Good afternoon, guys. I just wanted to ask So about his thoughts about Will Greer and if he can be brought onto the team from Carolina.
Bring him here?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I mean, well, you get Teddy Bridgewater there. So he's going to be your starter. Greer's going to be the backup. I mean, you know my thoughts on Will Greer coming out when he was in West Virginia. I liked him a lot. I thought, you know, that's a guy you could get and groom behind Brady. Instead, it might be the same type of guy. You know, you're getting rid of one to replace the other with the same thing. You know, and he'd instead of throw the same type of ball. Right? They throw really good balls. So where did he get? What round did he get drafted in? Fifth?
I don't remember.
He fell to fifth, man.
You liked that guy a lot.
I loved him coming out.
They didn't like him enough to draft him in any of those first four rounds.
Nor did they like Brady enough, right?
Yeah, the other thing was that, did I see the Panthers are signing a guy from the XFL?
I don't know. Didn't they just sign Robbie Anderson? Robbie Anderson, the freaking receiver from the Jets that Gilmore shuts down. Just got, I think, 12 or 13
no, here it is.
Year one.
P.J. Walker. Quarterback, P.J. Walker will sign with the Panthers as the first XFL player to land in the NFL. I saw the story a couple days ago. So that would leave them with, now that they've gotten rid of Cam, that leaves them with Bridgewater, Walker, and Greer, three quarterbacks on their roster.
Hmm. Where was Walker? Was Walker with the Houston team?
He was XFL? With the Houston Roughnecks, yes.
Yeah, I watched a couple of his games. He's pretty good. Quick.
Yeah, they signed him. They're going to sign him. He's going to be there.
That's good for the XFL.
Yeah even though they had their season shortened.
Right, but I mean, a lot of people think that, you know, players can't make that jump. Yeah. You know, that it's such a distant league from the NFL.
Max is in the truck. Hey, Max.
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up, guys? Sup, Zo?
Hey. Sup, Max Lane, right?
Yeah, it's Max Lane, Zo.
Hi.
Can you guys see either the Patriots either restructuring Stephon Gilmore's contract or either trading him out of here? And also, do you guys have any good playlists? I'm doing some painting my cabinets at my...
Yeah, Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Don't change it. What you're doing right now is perfect.
Right.
That would be the playlist.
You want to stream it. Yeah, you just want to say, hey, on your smart speaker, hey, Alexa, play 98.5 The Sports Hub. Yeah.
That's always the playlist the best, I would recommend.
What's the best room in your house to put the smart speaker? I would think the most common would be the kitchen, right?
I don't know. I think it
depends on your layout. Hey, so. Alexa,
I think most people have more than one now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got echoes over the house.
Well,
sure.
So What do you mean? What is your question? What's the best room in the house if you only have one?
I have one.
Oh, well, yeah.
Got the Alexa. I mean,
where,
I have.
Okay, how's this? Where is it? Where is it? Your one speaker's in the, you're doing the right thing.
Yeah. Because if you're getting coffee in the morning, hey, Alexa, what's the temperature today?
Sure. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Alexa, play Under the Boardwalk. Yeah.
There's no way the Patriots are going to trade Stephon Gilmore.
People need to understand what a cover corner does for you on defense. You want to trade Stephon Gilmore? You're going to go back to that Super Bowl year when you lost to the Giants in Indianapolis because every single defensive back you had played all over the secondary. You had safeties playing corner, corners playing safety. This guy's a lockdown corner. He's a defensive player of the year. You have the ability to play man and zone things up on the other side, especially if somebody's struggling on the other side or if you have an injury. You're not trading your best player on your football team, which is
he's
what
got
he is
big
now.
Cap numbers the next couple of years.
Yeah.
But he's got very reasonable salaries. Like
yeah.
10.5 million base this year, 11.5 next year. If you want to have a good team, you don't let that go. By the way, if they were to trade him now, there'd be a massive dead cap hit this year, like $15+ million.
You get $26.5 million of dead cap money.
Yeah, and then there'd be another cap hit next year of nearly $8 million when you don't even have him anymore. So it doesn't make sense to move him. He's got reasonable salaries.
I said lock him up.
Yeah, crazy. No, extend I don't think they're going to trade him.
Right.
Nope. I'd be pissed if they traded that guy. That would be the wrong move. Score that free agent signing though for Bill Belichick. Man, has that worked out in the long run for this team? It was a really bad start, but it has played out very well for the Pats. 617-779-0985. We'll get to more of your calls. And someone who's demanding more Derek in Foxborough raps, need more of that.
I agree.
Need that, Derek.
We need more source material.
You know
so
what?
We can.
I need to check my work email. Maybe he's selling.
So he's going to check his work email. Get caught up on that. And we'll be back with more here on Zolak and Bertrand. Go nowhere.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Also welcoming suggestions on best opening tracks of albums. That came up today. Caller. That was a caller that brought that up earlier in the show, Hardy. Got a good one for you, Hardy. Surprised you didn't mention it yet. Sure Shot on Ill Communication was the first track.
Ooh.
See, when I think Beastie Boys' best first track, it's Jimmy James from Check Your Head. Because it doesn't... there's only one thing really approaching a hit on that, so what you want. Pass the Mic, minor hit. Gratitude, kind of a hit. But Jimmy James is not at all. It's good tone setter. I think Dave Iraqi had it. I think he called it. I think he's got the best one. Stone Temple Pilots, Dead and Bloated. That's it.
What was the first one on Eat Me?
What?
Not Eat Me, but License Deal. Remember the plane, the letters were upside down, but it said Eat Me if you looked at it upside down in the mirror.
Oh.
The back tail of the plane on the Beastie Boys cover.
Rhyming and Stealing.
That's a good one.
That's not my... I don't know. We all listened to the crap out of that album.
Yeah.
But it's not one of my favorites. Certainly not my favorite Beastie Boy. It's not even a favorite album anymore. It just sounds dated.
What was the first track on Tone Loc's album he had out in the 90s?
I don't know. Why don't you look it up?
I'm busy.
Oh, so you're at... Oh, we're not.
My right.
God. Yeah, because if it was Funky Cold Medina, then that's, you know, he committed the cardinal sin of, you know, playing the... having the best song first, and you...
Right.
You don't want to do that.
Kevin in Connecticut on Derek and Foxborough. Your thoughts, Kevin?
Hey, guys. What's up? Sup, so?
What's up? What do you think of Derek?
Oh, I think it's great. So it would be a perfect song for the first song on an album is Timber. I mean, how can you go wrong with that? But
That kind of brings me to my next point. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's been in my head all day. Oh, you know, like all over. But no, what I really got to know is where can we, you know, this is a public service announcement to the people during these tough times. Where out there can we go to get Derek's material?
That's a great question. I mean, well, I don't know that we have distribution rights, Hardy, but I think at the very least, Derek needs like a YouTube channel.
You know it.
No, but I mean, I think we give it, you come here for the content of Derek. We're the conduit, right? We provide it. He sends it, we put it out.
Yeah, I don't mind being the vessel, you know, for...
You could use us all. He could use us like I'm not going to even say... Never mind.
Like Shelby Cordell has videos. She has music videos. Derek needs that same treatment.
I just think for everybody that likes the Derek stuff, I just wish we had an avenue to where we could put it out there to where you could actually hear his whole freestyle. The Bone Thug Harmony.
Unedited
one.
Is what you're saying.
The only thing we could do is implore him to put it up on like SoundCloud or something like that. But that
I don't 20, know if he wants to do that.
That 27 second block of the freestyle song.
Yeah.
That'll keep you up at night.
For those who don't know, I isolated 27 seconds of the track and then sent it to Hardy and Zoe, and it's 27 seconds of insanity is what it is.
It's like Clown Posse, it like Weird Chainsaw, you know, Gatlin Boys, what they did, the Becky, and there's stuff going on that we've heard everything, and we're offended. Best way to sum it up. I've heard everything.
No, I would say we're offended. I'm not offended.
I found it
shocking.
And after I'm done with her, we've all up and get faded.
That was a part of it, a small part of it. We all went, whoa. Wow, that's aggressive.
It took me about 45 minutes to edit that 27 seconds.
Yeah. Yep.
It didn't.
John is in Boston. John.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's up?
I actually wanted Hardy's opinion. You're talking about iconic 90s albums, you know, the first track.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's in his wheelhouse or not, but Green Day's major label debut, Dookie. First track is Burnout. It's not a single, but it's like the setting. It's almost like a prologue for the entire album. It's amazing. I don't know your opinion on that, Hardy.
It's a fantastic first one, and that's another deep album. Longview was the first single, and we got... I don't know if When I Came Around was next or Basket Case was the second single, but that thing went, you know, 3-4 singles deep in a time when alternative albums, especially like, you know, borderline punk bands weren't doing that. That's a great one. That's a good call on that first track.
And Hardy, speaking of Dookie, Sarge is Dookie on the radio.
John. How you doing, John?
Thank you.
It's good to talk to John.
Hey, at least there was a take in there.
He's absolutely right. That's a great first track for Dookie. By the way, Zoe, in answer to your question, the name of the Tone Loc album is Loked After Dark, and track one, On Fire, a remix, track two, Wild Thing. Funky Colt Medina didn't come around until track six on that album.
Wow, so. Wild Thing was a good one. He's actually had a couple hits on there. Hey, real quick, speaking of John in Vegas.
Mm. Yeah.
You say the morning show, Touch and Rich, reached out to Sarge today. They can't find Sarge.
What do you mean?
Sarge is not answering calls. Like, he's not responding.
It's probably because it's them calling and he doesn't want to participate in it. You think he's truly missing? Why don't you text him,
Joe? Yeah, he's had two tweets.
He's wrapped up in saran wrap and there's two little holes cut somewhere in that saran wrap.
He's had two tweets in the last hour.
Oh, he has? Okay.
Yeah.
What does that guy do all day? Like, okay, quarantine. He's going
That's
nuts.
It. Quarantine. Maybe he's going to start binge watching Tiger King with us tonight.
I'm kind of excited.
First and 10 at the 35.
Can't be doing that. Rev season halted.
Oh.
Halted.
His inaugural year.
You love the fact that he got to be the PA for one game, don't you?
The inaugural season. Brian and Quincy. Brian.
Hey, guys. I've been trying to get on the last 3 days. Thank you for getting me on right now.
Thank you.
First of all, my comments are this. Zoe, I remember on Monday you were talking, you were a little disappointed that they played that seven-hour Patriots thing. But the one thing that stood out to me in that was your calls, your color calls on touchdowns and big plays. Hey, man, they're there forever.
I appreciate that. And I know they're there forever. I had goosebumps calling the games, when you call them, it's like being, you're part of the fan base where you have the attachment with the player, and then you rip the player away. He's had so many great moments. I'm not ready to hear him yet. I'm not. I could pull out 3 games to glory. I got all the DVDs. My kid watches them all the time. I hear them all the time, but it's just, it's like stuff it down your throat day four of Brady being gone.
It's great, and I love you guys. By the way, Beetle, when Wheelhouse Diner opens up, hopefully your birthday will be there. You can go down and get a free meal.
Hopefully the who will be there?
The Wheelhouse Diner in North Quincy.
I know where the Wheelhouse is. Who's going to be there?
If it opens up, within your birthday's like next month, right?
This guy knows way too much about me.
We got a live one here, huh?
Wow. He's called us before about that very
topic.
He's
known details about you before. Which kind of freaked you out.
Yeah, who is this guy?
I'll tell you where I'm going. I'm going to Stella's when it opens up. Get that hash again. First place I'm going.
Nothing for nothing. My birthday's on Monday. I mean, if we're lucky, we'll be able to order pizza.
You can order takeout, bud.
By Monday? This thing changes every 20 minutes. I'm not so confident.
Do you have anything new since you've been... Is anything popping up? I haven't checked to Chucky Bakes talk today.
No.
He's right, though. My birthday is coming up 2 weeks. 2 weeks from now.
Okay. Wow, we got a couple birthdays coming, huh?
I'm pretty sure I'll be quarantined.
My kid's Saturday. We can't even have a party.
Not officially quarantined. We'll still be sheltered in place.
We're going to party.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, party with 5 people. Yeah, we're going to party. Maybe give me cake here.
I'm trying not to think about the fact that I'm supposed to be getting on a plane for Vegas in 3 hours. That was today.
You're not doing that.
Departure
that sucks,
date.
Dude.
Yeah, just a little, a little getaway. Not happening.
Sarge texted. He is live. He will be on with Toucher and Rich tomorrow. Just so everybody listens.
He was probably sleeping. It's probably what he was doing. A lot of that going on. A lot of sleeping in going on during this.
He's tapping the left arm, right? He's got such a bullpen. Remember back in the day, all the women? Yeah.
That's true. That's true. For all the talk of the baby boom and Hardy, all the sex that people are having, I bet Sarge is having lots of it right now. Hardy has headlines.
What are you doing?
What?
You know
charge for the Sarge. You think he charges him?
He's got the beehive. Another bee in the hive.
They probably charge him.
That's his saying.
Do they charge him? They probably charge him. They take credit card.
No.
Swipe
nobody suggested that.
Just swipe it on the phone.
You got to cross that line, don't you? So you're a habitual line stepper.
I was letting it go. He started texting, so we're going to get into it here.
All right, 617-779-0985. We've got one more segment of calls. You think we can get through everything on the board?
Sure.
All right, we'll do that next before takeaways.
Lightning round.
Yes.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Here we go. So we're going to go right through these calls before we get to today's takeaways.
Hey, Hardy, did you pick that up dog thing up?
What's up, dog?
John in Cambridge. John, save us.
How you doing? I love your show. I think it's the best radio show in the world. I'm a Yankee fan and a Buffalo Bill fan, and I listen every day.
Thank you.
And I also go to a bar here in Harvard called Whitney's. And whenever I wear my Yankee, everyone knows I'm a Yankee fan. And so we have discussions all the time about whatever. I have to take a few shots, but I give it back against 10 people, and I usually win. My thought is that you have Yankee fans and Red Sox fans compete for the top, you know, defender of their team over the next couple of weeks. I'm sure I would win.
So you want
what
to have
am
a
I
fan
supposed
off.
To do with that?
He wants to have a fan off.
Full disclosure, I tapped out 10 seconds in. I don't know.
He wants to have a competition who could be a bigger fan of the Red Sox or Yankees.
I liked everything he said about us being the best radio show in the world, and then I kind of stopped listening. That's on me.
So he lives in Harvard, Mass.
My answer is no. Did he say at Harvard, the university, or Harvard, the town?
I think it's a Harvard town out on 495.
Okay.
Well, bought my first Corvette there.
I would just say, in short, thank you for suggesting it, but we're going to decline to do that.
Yeah.
That's all.
We can make it. Yeah.
Steven of Fall River. Steven.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'll try to be fast. My question is about the stuff that the rumors that are going around with Deshaun Watson, that he might come here. And I guess, like Mike Reese said, that we might have $100 million in cap space next year. My only thing is with that, because I know he's supposed to be a free agent.
Yep, we discussed this yesterday. We could do this quickly as well.
I don't think they're going to have $100 million in cap space.
He's not a free agent next year. He has a fifth-year option that they could pick up in the coming weeks. Right. They also could franchise him. They have control over him. So if he's going to get out of Houston, it's not going to be because he walks out the door next offseason. It will be because he gets traded. Now, could they get stupid and trade him? They could, because they got stupid and traded their top wide receiver, DeAndre Hopkins, just last week. So it could happen. It's a long shot.
Yeah, I think they're going to hang on to that guy. He's their future. He has been their future. And even if you would try to acquire him, you're mortgaging your future, because he's not going to be cheap. Not going to be cheap.
I don't know what the cap space looks like for 2021.
I don't think they're projected to be $100 million under the cap.
Well, we'll take a look at that and get back to you on that.
I'd be shocked if that's the case, based on Gilmore's is going up and other guys. And
Jay's in Natick. Jay.
Hey, what's up, guys? I got two quick hits. Hardy. I got Bad Motor Finger, Rusty Cage. That album is fantastic.
I can't believe I missed that one. Yes, excellent call. That and Dead and Bloated, I think, are my one and two. But go ahead.
And then Cam Newton, absolutely no thank you. I think he's got too many bad habits. It's ingrained in him. I don't think it's coming out of him. He's been in the league too long. He plays the way he plays. And any guy that won't jump on a fumble in the Super Bowl, I don't want on my team. Have a good one.
Okay, Jay. I think most fans agree with Jay on Cam Newton. I think most fans don't want him.
But the value is that
I would take him under certain conditions. Yeah. That is a good contract, team-friendly deal, and it's only because they don't believe in Stidham. If they believe in Stidham, then you should not be considering Cam Newton. If they have the belief based on their knowledge of Stidham,
right,
and they think he could play, then you shouldn't know. No, you shouldn't be thinking about
it. Or you should have kept Brady if you didn't believe in Stidham. Yeah, you know what I mean? You made a decision that I think you're going to part with Brady. You get the kid. You play the kid. Cam Newton doesn't help Jared Stidham.
Yeah, okay. That's all. Mike in Weymouth. Mike.
Mikey.
Hey, fellas, thanks for taking the call. We all cried last week when Brady left, but I think it's so obvious that Bill's just enamored by Stid. Throws a good ball. What do you guys think he's going to do with the 23rd pick? You think he's going to trade it to get a second rounder? You think he's going to grab a wideout? What do you guys think?
I don't think that the reason why Brady left is because Bill loves Jared Stidham so much.
Right? Yeah, I don't think so either. I disagree with that.
Yeah, I think the whole premise of that statement is flawed. But look, he loves not spending a bunch of money on a 43-year-old quarterback. That he loves.
Yeah.
He loves not having to go more than 1 year
on a
43-year-old quarterback. He loves that. But does he love Jared Stidham so much that he was pushing Tom Brady out the door?
No.
I don't believe that.
By the way, Zoe, Reese does have it. It's close to he says in the range of $100 million for 2021.
See, I didn't look that far ahead.
They are positioned to have in the range. It says the range. It doesn't offer a specific number, but in the range of $100 million in space next year.
So that puts you like to what Miami was going into this offseason with, like $90 million. Same thing with the Raiders.
You know, it doesn't excite me, though, because when have the Patriots ever really gone on a spending spree?
Gilmore, is it? Gilmore to Dallas Thomas.
Not something they do. I don't know.
It's just not Colvin, if that. Yeah, I mean, if you consider that, you know. Yeah.
It's just not in their DNA.
No.
Richie's in Boston. Hey, Richie.
Hey, Beetle. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
I hope everybody's okay.
I'm actually excited for this year because we're going to get to see Bill build it from the ground up. And the break was obvious, and it was best for both parties. I mean, Bill didn't want to spend money on a 39-year-old quarterback, let alone a 42, 43-year-old quarterback.
That's true. Yeah.
I just want to say I'm a Yankee fan as well. That other Yankee fan is a meathead.
Why is he a meathead?
He was well intentioned, Richie. He was a nice guy.
Yeah, well, the road to hell was paved with good intentions. I always say Beetle and Zoe, you know, if someone's going to give you Sox tickets, what team do you hope is on that ticket along with the Red Sox?
Yankees,
sure. Yankees.
The Yankees. And when both teams are good, it's better for us in baseball because you're never going to repeat 2003 and 2004 again. Those two teams will never get that back. Never again. There's always hope. But can I just throw my hat in the ring for the album?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
All right. I don't know if this was already said, but when rock was stuck in a rut of all ruts, the one band that saved rock.
I know what he's going to say.
Van Halen running with the devil.
No.
You come back.
Yes. Van Halen saved rock in the disco era.
He was talking 90s bands.
No. Well, you can go whatever area you want.
I know what he's going to say.
I thought he was going to say
down, baby.
I thought he was going to say Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, Appetite for Destruction.
Sure. Track one, Welcome to the Jungle.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Are you kidding?
Get out of here.
Freaking whatever you think about Axl Rose, Guns N' Roses, blah, blah, blah. One good album. That's what I say. One good album. What an album. And what a track one.
You only need one song off that album. Like right there, boom, done.
Van Halen saves rock and roll by giving us what? What did Van Halen give us other than Van Halen?
He said Running with the Devil was track one.
I mean, Van Halen's great, but they didn't usher anything in.
Can you make that argument because the band actually had more mega hits without David Lee Roth and you actually went to Sammy Hagar? You had Van Hagar.
I'm not doing a Van Halen, Van Hagar thing.
We're not doing that.
I
like Sammy Hagar.
Not doing Sammy Hagar. Today's takeaways are next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
You can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, it is time for today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. I actually talked to Paige today, the owner of Awaken 180. I'm getting back on it starting on Monday, and you can too. Set up your consultation. They do it right over the World Wide Web at awaken180weightloss.com. They send you the stuff. You do the weigh-ins right there, like on Skype. So it's a pretty darn good system. Sitting at home, waiting to lose the weight, do it now. Get a jump on summer. Summer's coming right around the corner. Check everything out at awaken180weightloss.com.
All right. Thank you, Zoe. Let's get to the takeaways, starting with one blip today. We're coming to you from various locations on the show. Little internet blip, little connection issue that happened for a moment, and I sounded like this as a result. They're the last team to do anything in their league, but they did it in the end. They got four, but they got their ass busted by Philly. Do it. So you've already going to give them the money. Just go through with it. That's all. That would be my sort of stance on that. On the right thing. Why don't you do the right thing?
Beetle, it sounds like you've been abducted by the Battlestar Galactica.
Beetle, you get zapped in your neck. The prong. Prod. Cow prod.
I was waiting for that. It kind of had a Wookiee sound to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We did plenty of speed tests, but I don't think we had accounted for everyone working from home in the middle of the day. So we'll get on that today. That'll be resolved. I got someone on standby to fix
tie
that matter.
Tie them up in a closet or something.
Tie who up in a closet?
The kids, or like they're all online or something. Yeah.
No, that's not what it is. There was no. We've limited the internet access during these hours, so no one else.
Oh, you did.
Yeah. But they got their ass busted by Billy.
Yeah.
Nice. I got the people at Xfinity on standby to fix that. So we'll take care of that today.
Good.
in addition to that. What?
That's nice, huh? To have them on standby?
Yeah.
What are they going to do? You were bragging about your modem and everything else a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. What are they going
to
do?
Checked all the bandwidths in and out. We're good. All good.
They're going to be on standby to go around your neighborhood and tell people to get off the interwebs?
Yeah. We're going to get a different line in here today, Hardy. A little upgrade. That's all.
Nice.
They're all busted by Billy.
Oh, do something.
Yeah. let's get to Zoe talking to someone from back home in PA. Tom is in the car. Hey, Tom.
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show. Hey, Zoe, maybe I can get a shout-out. I'm a Cup grad of Southwest PA. Give me a shout-out to all my boys in Uniontown.
Uniontown. Hey, that's where Gene Steratore's hometown.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Uniontown. Yeah,
went to Cup. Hey.
You know what? Real quick. I used to go to a restaurant up there, and they had the best steak salad. What the hell is the name of it? They put French fries and steak on top of the salad with Italian dressing. That's phenomenal.
Oh, jeez. I'm a grad of 97. I don't remember.
It's an Italian. It was an Italian place downtown. Like Angelo's or something.
My boy Harry would know, that's for sure. Hey.
Okay. Yeah. That's a big Western PA thing. The steak, French fries on top of a salad with Italian dressing and pizza, mozzarella cheese sprinkled on it.
Yeah, sounds amazing.
It tastes great. Trust me.
I can't imagine why that hasn't caught on everywhere. Why it's
French fries
to
with gravy
PA.
Is a big Western PA thing too. French fries with brown gravy poured on it. It's like poutine without the cheese.
We've got an email from Ryan who says, "Guys, I was driving around in my car as one of the few people on the road, and I thought about calling in to get Zoe's take on Tiger King. Fortunately for me, you started talking about it before I made that call." He says he recently finished the program and binged it, and all of his friends had told him that he should watch it as a huge wildlife guy. Not as Zoe and I said earlier, we root for the cats.
There are more
I'm hearing something.
The
playing something?
Than there are in the wild throughout
I think Tom's
the world.
Playing the.
They know people are nuts, man.
Probably the trailer for it.
Crazy.
Yes.
All right. It says, if you were expecting a show focusing on big cats and how they're treated,
yes.
And Siegfried and Roy. You need to reset your expectations.
Then I'm not watching it.
Wait, Zoe, hang on. He says, you will be exposed to people that you will be fascinated with in the world of big cat collectors. You think Derek and Foxborough's music is entertaining? Wait until you hear and see Joe Exotic's country music songs and videos with a sick tiger twist. This show features big cats, big personalities, and makes you truly appreciate where we live in New England, as it gives a front row seat into the sick subculture that is Florida, Oklahoma, and South Carolina.
It's like Panhandle Florida stuff, I bet.
He says, if you want a Brady angle on this
like
thing,
Florida man,
he could end up being neighbors with some of these people when he moves his family down to Tampa.
Correct.
I don't see Giselle, Tom, and the kids visiting Big Cat Rescue in Tampa on their days off. And if the Patriots were smart, they would have made him watch this show before he signed with the Buccaneers. I cannot wait to get your takes on this show.
Yeah.
Also, 90s album, 311's first album, song one was Down, which was still a hit and still led to All Mixed Up. Mm,
that's probably a good one.
Ryan and Tewksbury wants
us
to know.
He's got a good take
on this.
Big
personalities, big cats, baby.
I got a horse back here behind us. You can hear it every once in a while. Peacock on the other street. You hear that sucker going nuts at night. Could you imagine hearing the growl of a tiger or a roar of a
wildlife guy, so Tiger King, episode one. We'll watch it tonight. And we'll talk all about it tomorrow.
I'm in.
See you, boys.
Felger Mazur next. Have a great afternoon.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.